Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord have made, and I choose to rejoice and be glad in it. I pray that you make the same decision. I thank and praise the Lord today. This is Monday. Happy Monday. Thank God we're among the living and not the dead. This is Apostolic Prophet Willie Ann Miller. I am so grateful to be here today. We send a shout out to Apostle Armstrong and Lady Armstrong. I always thank and I pray continually for Apostle Armstrong and Lady Armstrong, who is the host of this broadcast. I thank and praise the Lord for the part that he allowed us to play in it. God is just such a good and an awesome Father, and I just love him. I thank and praise the Lord for this weekend. This was a glorious weekend. This past weekend was glorious. You know, every day with the Lord can be a great adventure. You know, and I don't know about you, but the more I walk with the Lord, I want to continue to walk with him. We living in the time when the Bible said men are going to depart from the faith. They're going to heed to doctrine and teaching of the devil. And we got to be very cautious in this hour. I truly believe that we are living in the last days. Well, we've been living in the last days ever since Jesus ascended on high, you know. And I thank and praise the Lord for the past apostles. They lived it every day. When I read in the New Covenant, they lived it in through the epistles. They lived it every day as if it would have been their last day on this earth. And so I'm just grateful that Jesus came. I'm grateful that Jesus paid a ransom price for you and I. I thank and praise the Lord. We were with Apostle McIntyre on yesterday, and I thank and praise the Lord for the message that the Lord gave us. We was in the book of Jude. You know, the book of Jude is just one chapter. You can go there and read it for yourself. But I thank and praise the Lord as God being our Heavenly Father, and I thank and praise the Lord for the Holy Spirit that came. Jesus said that the Holy Spirit would come. And he made a bold statement to let each one that have accepted Jesus, their Lord and Savior, they have access to the Holy Spirit. So I just thank and praise the Lord for the Holy Spirit that came down on the day of Pentecost. And I thank and praise the Lord for the Holy Spirit that abiding on the inside of me right now. And if you're a born-again believer, you have access and you have a right. That's part of your spirit to inherit it. You can receive the Holy Spirit. You just have to ask him and welcome him into your life. So, again, we thank and praise the Lord. We started talking about faith. We talked about sense, knowledge, faith, and we talked about how in the Old Covenant as well as in the four Gospels they operated. Their faith were based upon what they seen and what they feel and what they hear. They was able to see Jesus in action in the beginning of the four Gospels. They was able to see and hear Jesus in action. It was especially disciples, they was able to fellowship with Jesus, communicate with Jesus. But I thank and praise the Lord in this new covenant, in this better and new covenant, I'm reminded some that Jesus said to Thomas. And you know that if you read the gospel, you know the story. Jesus paid a visit to the other disciples, and at that time, Thomas was nowhere around, but when Thomas came, they told Thomas that Jesus visit him, and Thomas said, I will not believe until I see him myself and take my hand and put it in the print of his hand and see the hole in his side. Well, Jesus showed up, and he told Thomas, you believe because you have seen me. But blessed are they that believe and haven't seen me. And that's why it's so important. If you haven't been born again, if you don't have a born-again spirit, it's no way that you can communicate with God. You will not be able to experience the reality. That's why we need the Holy Spirit. We will not be able to have that relationship with him that will cause him to be a reality of us and cause us, whenever we read his word, that word will be real to us. So there too, again, even that Jesus came, that we would have life and have it more abundantly, it's not going to automatically happen. I had to learn that with my walk with the Lord, you know, and I think if some people still believe everything that Jesus paid for, it just automatically happened. That is not the way God planned for it to be. We have our part to play. We've been talking about what the Bible said, faith working by love, from Galatians 5 and 6. And we talked about in Colossians 3:17 how God would have us to communicate with one another. And anyone living today, if you kind of look around, there's so much of hatred and bitterness on the earth in this hour. But when it comes down to we as born-again believers, God would have us that show through our lifestyle, through us living and communicating with one another, he would have us to show the world that love, and not only to express love upon one another, but for the people to see that God loved everybody. And the reason why, because the Bible tells us, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son so Jesus could save the world. And listen, and he do that through the body of Christ. Now, today, when I was seeking the Lord about what would he have me to, that was he wanted me to continue talking about how faith worketh by love, and I thought I was going to be able to, he was going to let me go to the love chapter in the book of Corinthians, but he didn't. So he let me know he wanted me to start talking about renewing your mind. And the battle is in the mind. So we're gonna start today with that, you know, because I don't know about you. I done had times when my mind was being tormented and bombarded with a lot of negative thoughts. I couldn't seem to control my thoughts, and sometimes I would lose my thoughts and seem like I would forget things. And I learned that my mind was being attacked by the enemy. And everything that devil do, it begin in the mind. So we're going to start with that today. We're going to talk about renewing your mind. And that is so important. I want you to hear me good. It is so important. If you and I want to experience the abundant life, if we want to inherit our spiritual inheritance, if we want to experience the victory that Jesus wants, we got to do something with our mind. That is so important. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, I thank you now. I thank you for this day. And Father, I decree and declare that this is the day that you have made. I decree, God, that you is still reigning. You is still reigning and ruling. I thank and praise you for what Jesus did on the earth. And I thank you, Father, for everyone that have tuned in to this broadcast in this hour. I thank you, Father, for bringing enlightenment and understanding your word to each one. I bless you. I praise you for it. I cover their mind with the blood of Jesus. I cover this broadcast, the airways, with the blood of Jesus. I come against interference and detraction. And Father, I just thank you right now for the Holy Spirit that will speak, bring enlightenment and understanding to those that would tune into it. I thank you that their life will be transformed. I even thank you, God, for refreshing. I pray that those that have tuned in, I speak refreshing. I speak strength to your inner man, which is your spirit. Right now, I speak renewing, refreshing, Be refreshed now in the matchless name of Jesus. I pray for strength in your inner man, that person that feeling weak right now. I speak strength and refreshing to you. Be refreshed right now in your inner man right now. I come against bombinded spirits that is tormenting your mind. Satan, by the authority in Jesus' name, I loose them from it right now. Those thoughts of sadness, they're trying to dominate them, to overpower them. I bind it right now, and I command that you loose their minds right now in the master's name, Odokoshata, in the master's name of Jesus. Father, I thank you and I praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, I always say this, and I'm so sincere with it. I thank and praise the Lord that we are not hopeless and helpless people. And regardless to what you're hearing, the negative, and the things that we're saying, we are not hopeless and helpless people. God have not forsaken us. Really, y'all, listen, God love everybody. But we are free mala agents, are free mala beings. God created us that way. God gave us a will. And just like he gave Adam and Eve the opportunity to choose, he set one tree before them, and he let them choose. He told them the consequences of touching it, but they didn't listen. And that's something that it took me a while to learn in my walk with the Lord. I had to learn that. I used to find myself getting frustrated and aggravated with God. Yes, God is sovereign, but God established certain laws and principles, not only in the spirit, but God even allows certain rules and regulation in the natural. But since we are spiritual beings just like he is, his certain laws and principles that we need to operate in, but we have to first learn it, and it began once we be born again. And I wrote some notes. I wrote some notes down, and I'm asking you to, my foundation scripture for renewing your mind is in 1 Corinthians. I want you to go to 1 Corinthians, the first chapter. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. I thank and praise the Lord for instructions. I don't know about no one else, but I truly thank God for instruction. I thank God for instruction. I don't know about nobody else. I thank and praise the Lord because God know us. God know us. And because we were created in his image and his likeness. And I, you know, if we would just follow his instructions, you know, this morning, even in my devotion time, in my meditation time, that's something God been just, and if y'all would just follow my instruction, I was in 2 Chronicles, he had me reading, I was reading that 26th chapter by Uzziah. And as long as Uzziah sought the Lord, God calls him to be prosper. God calls him to be successful. And, you know, if we would just seek the Lord, if we would just make him find time, we could be successful on this earth. So God gave me something. I'm just going to read it to you. Hallelujah. And we talk, and I thank and praise the Lord. I've been studying this book about a disciplined mind. The author is Nancy. And I was studying it because God would start talking to me about the mind. And like I said, a lot of saints, they want to experience their abundant life without renewing their mind. Because we as a spirit, we have a soul, we live in a body. God lead us by his spirit. Well, I don't want to get ahead of myself. Let me read some from my notes. God is going to, let me see, I want to make sure that I'm reading it right. Yes, yes, I'm reading it right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In this world, there are two basic lines of reasoning that determine the morals, the value, lifestyle, and activity of mankind. The wisdom of man or the wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, verse 17 to 25. Today, they take the form of atheist, humanist, or Christianity. What this life is all about is the battle for your mind. And because we are a spirit being, and I made mention this many times on the broadcast, because we are spiritual being, and God is a spirit, and Satan is a spirit. And because we are spiritual being, we are subject to the spirit of God, which is the good spirit, and we are subject to the spirit of Satan, which is an evil spirit. And Jesus made this and showed us when he asked a disciple who he was and who they thought he was, and God revealed to Peter that Jesus was the Christ. And Jesus complimented Peter and told Peter that flesh and blood has not revealed to you but my Father. But Jesus continued to talk after he complimented Peter on what was going to take place in his life in a few days. Peter didn't know any better, but he began to rebuke. Really, Peter really tried to rebuke Jesus and told Jesus that those things wasn't going to take place. And Jesus turned and he rebuked Satan. He says, "Satan, get behind me." Now, Satan influenced Peter, and Peter began to say what the enemy put in his mind. And he began to say, "Master, be fearful that these things would happen." But when Jesus turned, he didn't say, "Peter, get behind me." But he said, "Satan, get behind me." Because Jesus was able to discern that it wasn't Peter, but it was Satan that had influenced Peter to say what he said, to go contrary, to go against what Jesus was saying. And I find out in life, all of us, from time to time, in some people, life is truly dominated by Satan influencing them. And like I said, as I read in this, like I said, we living in that time, an atheist, humanist or Christianity, and like I said, it's the battle of the mind. Now, whether we live, the way we live life is guided by our wisdom. We even guided by humanist or God wisdom or Christianity. Either one, and this what really got my attention this morning, either one will affect the way we live and where we spend eternity. I want you to hear me. We either being guided by humanistic wisdom, we guided by the Christianity. And I define humanist as a man-centered philosophy that attempt to solve the problem of man in the world independent of God. See, the thing about it, God never intended for us to live independent of him. That was never the plan of God. Even when God created Adam and Eve in the garden, the Bible tells us that how God would come down on the cooler day and would fellowship with them. God never intended for humanity to live without him, but he gave us a choice. Now, that right there, if you really get into you, that God gave you a choice and you can choose. And learn from, since God gave me a choice, I have a right to choose. He said in Deuteronomy, "I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing, you choose." Now, I don't know about you, when I first got saved, I was disappointed. Because I said, "Lord, why would you give us a choice?" He said, "Because I love you so much, I don't want robots. I want y'all to choose to commune and fellowship with me. I let you choose." But even in the process of letting us choose, he let us know. And in Deuteronomy, when he said, "I set before you blessing and cursed, life and death. You choose." He's telling us. And that's what the Bible is full of it. When we read the Bible, if you read it from the Old to the New Testament, God always gave humanity a choice. He gave us a choice that we can choose. But a lot of people, they don't understand that. They don't realize that God gave them a choice. They don't realize that they have to do something with their mind. And like I said, humanism is a man-centered philosophy that attempts to solve the problem of man in the world independent of God. And I'm telling you, our thoughts and our feelings do indeed influence our behavior. Hear me good. Our thoughts, your thoughts and my thoughts, my feelings and your feelings, indeed, it will influence our behavior, because the Bible says in Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. We going to make our decisions according to what we think and what we feel. You is not, you and I will not make make our decision in life based upon what God said if we don't know what God said in his word about us. That's why when you get born again, listen at me, listen, that's why when we get born again, even though God give us a new spirit, there too again, when we get born again, we have to get our mind renewed. We have to renew the mind. Now, I've just been reading thoughts, I'm reading some notes that I wrote down, because this is so important. And I don't know about you, I kind of sense that maybe someone listened, tuned into this broadcast, you kind of felt like and thought like I thought for a long time. God, why? God, why this happening? Not only in this world, but why is this happening to me? Why I'm not experiencing what you said in your word? You know, John 10:10 said, the thief come but to steal, kill, and to destroy. Jesus said, I came that you would have life and have it more abundantly. And I'm telling you, unless we follow God's instructions, hear me, as a born-again believer, and even if you're a sinner, you is not going to experience the fulfillment or joy and peace that his God will or your creator that for you to have if you don't find out and learn what God said and how to enter in into it. We got a lot of saints. You know, we're in the hour that the Lord said it'll be a great falling away, and that is happening. We're in the hour when Matthew 24 is being fulfilled. The love of many gonna wax cold. We in that hour, in that time. But we got to know how to maintain. The Bible tells us in Hebrews, the 2nd chapter, we need to pay earnest heed to the things we hear, lest at any time we let them slip. And I'm telling you, as a born-again believer, it's a must on all of us. We need to maintain. We need to keep our mind renewed if we want to rise above what's happening on this earth. If we want to experience the peace of God, Pandit, that pass all understanding. It's a must. You got to keep that mind renewed. In Proverbs 20:27, It means that God is going to enlighten us through our spirit. And this is something I had to learn, and I want you to know this. God speak to your spirit, and he bring the enlightenment, it come up to your mind. But God don't speak to your mind first. He speak to your spirit. When we got born again, that's why God said told Nicodemus, Jesus said, you must be born again. Because Nicodemus, he didn't have the Spirit of God on him. He wasn't able to comprehend. Yeah, they had a knowledge about the Messiah, but their knowledge wasn't in total agreement based upon the knowledge God said. And Paul said this about the Romans church. He said, I know they have a zeal for the things of God, but not according to the knowledge of God. And so many people can have a zeal, a desire for the things of God. But if you haven't it's yet been born again, and even once you get born again, if you don't take the initiative to get in God's word and get your mind renewed, you're going to find yourself acting like you did before you got saved. Even though it's a part of you want to live right, because the flesh going to continue, as Paul said to the Galatians. Your flesh and my flesh going to continue to try to overpower us, even though we've been born again. And like I said, when God speaks to us, he will speak to our spirit. When God speaks to us, he will, like I said, he will speak to our spirit. And what he say to our spirit will flow up and enlighten our mind. But he don't speak to your mind first. He speak to your spirit first, and it'll flow up to your mind. Come on now. And enlighten our mind. But like I said, come from our spirit within. Now listen. Now, this is how the devil speaks. When the devil speaks to us, he speaks to our mind. That's what. See, the devil can't speak to yours. He don't bother your spirit because he know God is in our spirit. But what he do, he speak to our mind. And if he can get us to start dwelling on and thinking on what he said, then it'll flow into our heart. And that's why it's so important. Please hear me. This is so important. And that's why the enemy always, his word come against our mind from the outside. The mind is Satan's chief battleground. His greater battle would be in our mental arena. He attacked the mind and tried to hold us in the mental arena, in our mental arena, and out of our spirit arena, which is the arena of faith. And I'm telling you, that's what he know. If he can keep us in the natural, I'm telling you, I have heard this for years from different teachers and listening that message and studying certain, you know, reading, studying the word. And I'm telling you, it's the balance in your mind. Some people, they are so negative because they done took on them thoughts that the enemy put in them. You'll never be successful. His always you never. It's always oh me and po me. But the devil gonna always speak to your mind from the outside. And that's why we have to have a renewed mind. The devil gonna always, the devil's greatest power is the power of suggestion. And I, you know, like I said, even this one time devotion, as I begin to meditate on this, his suggestion go always be defeat, discouragement, and disappointment. Sadness and sorrow. His suggestions. He gonna always bring those to your mind. Them the thoughts you gonna have. He wanna take possession of our mind because he know if he get our mind, he can control us. He can get us to operate in our flesh, in the natural. And that's why he seek to do. But let me read. I gave you the scripture, but let me read it. Like I said, my foundation scripture for this is. It's 1 Corinthians, the first chapter. Let's go to 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, beginning at the 17th verse, and I'm going to read all the way down to the 25th. In 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, 17th verse, it says, "For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom or words, lest the cross of Christ should be made a non-effect." Now, Paul made another statement. He said, "I didn't come to you in man's wisdom." We see a lot of things happening on the earth, and it's man wisdom. It's mankind some being influenced by the enemy. And that's why we see things so crazy. I never heard and seen so much of hatred and bitterness, how so many, the enemy got the black fighting the black. You know, he got, you know, some of the white as well as racism. He's been trying to start a civil, a civil right race among the races. He's been trying to start a war between the races. And there's some there too again. You know, I'm telling you, if you don't have the mind of Christ, you gonna find yourself operating in bitterness, resentment, racism, you're going to find yourself doing it. Jealousy, competition, I'm telling you, it all began in the mind. In the 18th verse, it says, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the puny. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? He said, have not God made foolishness the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom do not God. It pleased God by foolishness of preacher to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified. Unto the Jew a stumbling block, and unto the Greek foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jew and Greek, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For ye see, you are calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not mighty, not many noble are called. But there too again, he telling us how we supposed to operate, how a person operate from the natural without the wisdom of God. And I'm telling you, it is so important that we, as born again believers, I, Angus, unless you have renewed your mind, and listen, you can't just renew your mind one time. You have to renew your mind every day. That's why it's so important. You need to get in the Word of God every day and get your mind renewed. You know, I don't know about you, but you can't comb your hair one day. You have to do it daily. You just can't go out. You can't just eat one day. You have to eat every day. I'm going to write about it. Now, let's go to Joshua. Let's go to Joshua, the first chapter. And God gave Joshua instruction how to be success. He did this before Joshua. And, you know, after Moses died, Joshua was the next in leadership to lead the children of Israel. Yeah, you hear me? Turn to my Bible. He was the next in turn. He was the next in leading the people into the promised land that God had given them. And there too again, I don't know about you, and I had to make up my mind, and you're going to have to make up your mind to follow the instruction of the Bible. I hear people a lot of times say that they done read their Bible through and all of that stuff, you know, I done read my Bible through, I done did this. But then when it come down to, are you following the instruction of the Bible? Are you just reading the Bible? You can't just read your Bible, but you have to follow the instruction of your Bible. That's the way that God would have it to be. You have to read your Bible. You can't just follow instructions. I mean, you just can't read the instruction and don't do it. That's why we have so many defeated Christians. And y'all, please hear me. I said it merciful because guess what? It have been many times I find myself being defeated. I found myself being tormented. I find myself dealing with mind-binding thoughts. That means, like I said, mind-binding thoughts is when the enemy try to take control of your mind and you dealing with thoughts. It seems like you can't control your thoughts. Like I said, you having these negative thoughts, these thoughts of discouragement and disappointment. That means that your mind is being attacked by the enemy. The Bible tells us, that God gave us a sound mind. God have not given us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. See, the enemy know if he can get a control of our mind, he control our body, he can control our words, and that's not the will of God. You know, if you just tuning in, we're talking about the importance of renewing your mind and keeping your mind renewed. It is so important because the battle starts with your mind. The battle starts with your thoughts. And the way God created us, he gave us the ability to control our mind, our thoughts. I have dominion. I have say-so, and I can control it. But like I said, in Joshua, the first chapter, God told Joshua, he gave Joshua instruction. He told Joshua that nobody, no, in that fifth verse, he said, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I be with you. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of and good courage, for unto this people shall thy divide for inheriting the land, which I swore unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the laws which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper. Look, you see, wheresoever thou go, right there in that seventh verse. Now, he told him in that fifth verse how he was going to be with him. Like I said, this was in the beginning after Moses had died. God was letting Joshua know, as the new leader, to bring the children of Israel into the promised land that I promised them. First, God began to give him instruction. And then he told him in that seventh verse, he told him he needed to be strong and very courageous. But he told him, he began to tell him how he would prosper him. But it was based upon Moses. Based upon Joshua in the 8th verse, it said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mind, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shall thou make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. He would let him know right there. It is so important. If you want to be successful, if you want to prosper in what I told you, if you want to go in the promised land and possess the promised land, this is what you got to do. And so many saints want to experience the abundant life without following his instruction. And I'm telling you, first thing first, after we get born again, and this is something we got to continue to do and maintain. We got to continue to renew our mind. You got to discipline. And that's something I had to learn. And I found out a lot of times we don't want to. It's amazing how the enemy go to extreme. He don't want us to discipline our mind. He don't want us, other word, to be controller of our thoughts. Because if we don't know how, and don't know what God's word said, if we don't put that in our spirit, if we don't put that in our thought life, come on, somebody, if we don't do that, we will continue. And I don't care, so many say, well, probably I know what the Bible says, but I'm not being able to receive what he promised. Are you doing what he told you to do? First thing first, you got to do. And this is what God was saying to Joshua. In order to take them into the promised land, he told them, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to stand by you. I'm going to be with you. Other words, like I was with Moses. But he said, you got to be strong and you got to be very courageous. And in this hour in time, my brothers and sisters, we got to be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. That's what Paul even said to the church in Ephesus. He said, be strong. He said, finally, my brethren, you got to be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. The Bible tells us it's through God strengthen us in our inner man, in our spirit, in order to be able to be victorious in this hour. And I'm telling you, this is so important. But you got to keep your mind renewed. You ain't going, and I say this repetition, you ain't going to be able to experience the victory, experience that abundant life if you don't do something with your mind, if you don't get, listen. God thoughts is his word. You want to know what God think about you or what God's saying about you? It's in his words, and his words become it's his thoughts. And the way we get God thoughts in our mind, we got to know what the word said. Hosea 4:6 said, God's people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. Other words, you and I, if we don't get our mind renewed based upon what the words say, because God and his word is one, you can't separate the two. If I don't get in my mind and in my heart, where the Bible says, the abundance of the heart, the mouth going to speak, by me getting in God's word, finding out what God say, meditating on what God say, spending some time. Let me tell you something. You can sit around and your mind can be occupied with discouragement. disappointment, and sadness. I've been there. I done experienced that. But as a born-again believer, I'm sitting around being discouraged, disappointed, and being sad. And in the process of that, because of my ignorance at that time, I didn't know that I had my part to play. I didn't know that I had to renew my mind. Come on. I'm being honest with you. When I first got saved, I just thought that the things of God, I'm being honest, would just automatically happen. I just thought that, you know, I didn't have a lot of knowledge, and I didn't understand how the part that the devil would play in my life. I didn't, y'all, I'm being honest, I was just ignorant. You know, because, you know, my mindset I had about God's going to do everything. I just say everything's just going to automatically happen. I'm just going to experience that abundant life. I'm going to have that joy. Not only I'm going to heaven, but here on earth, I ain't got to worry about the devil. He can't bother me. That's the mindset. And the devil had me believing that, and I was believing it. I'm being honest with you. But then, When all this with adversity and all that was coming against me, I didn't know what to do. And I began to cry to the Lord, and the Lord began to show me, like I'm trying to show you now, through his word, the part that I had to play. And like I said, he let Joshua know. Other words, you going to have some battles. But to overcome it, this is how you going to overcome it. You got to be strong and very courageous, but you got to meditate in my law, in my word, what I say. And he said, by meditating and begin to do what I say, he said, you will prosper. And so many saints want to prosper, want to be successful or victorious, and you do not know or don't understand that you have to renew your mind. And like I said, just like you comb your hair daily, you can't comb your hair one day and don't comb it the next day. Come on now. You can't just take a shower, take a bath one day and expect to be clean. You know, during the summertime, sometimes you might take a shower two or three times because of, you know, the heat and all that. But my point is this, the importance of a renewed mind. You got to do it. And in Romans, the first chapter, it tells us, Paul even said, he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you, present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now he's saying he's not saying God's going to do it. And like I said, I used to walk in this, and I had this mindset that God was going to do everything. And I'm telling y'all, I was in for a big disappointment. I experienced disappointment. I experienced defeat. All of that. And I couldn't understand what is the problem. God, why won't you do something? Why you ain't doing something? But I was not operating according to the plan of God. I didn't even know the plan of God. Like I said, in my mind, I had this, you know, God is this, God is sovereign, God's going to do this, and God's going to do that. I didn't see why I had to do anything because I didn't understand. I didn't know. And when God revealed to me, gave me a revelation about Hosea 4:6, my people destroy for lack of knowledge. Your people, he talking about born again believers, those that have come to me, those that have choose to be in covenant, those have choose to communicate with me, they being destroyed, being cut off from the blessing, the joy, the peace of God. And it wasn't the devil's fault. He didn't say we're destroyed because of the devil. Come on. And I used to blame the devil for everything. Been there, done that. Now, don't get me wrong. The devil is a mean, old, mean, old devil. But because of what Jesus did, Jesus fixed it so I don't have to be overcome by the devil. I don't have to be defeated by the devil. But I didn't know that. So this mindset, I was operating, you know, God just going to do everything. And I know the enemy had a part to play in that, the mindset I was operating. But I didn't know the part I had to play. I didn't understand what it meant to have a relationship with God once you get born again. And I didn't know how to develop the relationship, walk in the relationship. I'm going to tell you, I was just ignorant. And I was defeated. I didn't have the peace. Now, like I said, as a baby, yeah, you said. But then after I continued to grow, I began, things I had to learn. I had to learn about having a relationship with God, how to maintain it, how to experience the abundant life. But I had my part to play. And I'm telling you, you that have tuned in, you have your part to play. It ain't going to automatically happen. And then that first thing first, you got to get in the Word and renew your mind. Because if you don't renew your mind with the Word of God, you, not somebody else. Yeah, you listen at this message, but let me tell you something. You have to renew your mind with what I'm saying. First thing first, get in the Word. That's why a lot of times we try to show you in the scripture what the Word is saying, why we saying what we saying, because I have to do it too. I have to keep my mind renewed. I had to learn the discipline. If you want to control your thoughts, you got to learn to discipline. You got to learn to check what's coming through your mind. But then he said, be ye transformed. He said, be not conformed to this world. That's that second verse in Romans the 12th chapter. He said, and be not conformed to this world. You know how you and I be conformed to this world? When we don't renew our mind, you'll find yourself operate. And I'm telling you, that's why what we're dealing with, we got a lot of people in leadership, in government. And they operate based upon if they not saved. And Jesus said, if you're not saved, your father is the devil. Their behavior, their conduct is based upon what the adversary is saying to them. That's what it is. It's the spirit influencing them. I said this maybe a couple months ago, maybe a couple weeks ago, how the enemy can influence us. And y'all, he can do that. As a child, I was taught the boogeyman. I hear more the word boogeyman. As I grow up, I hear about the devil. Then my grandmama started talking to me about Lucifer. But at first, it was the boogeyman. With horns, he was red with a horn and had a long tail and a pitchfork. That's the way I was raised up. But as when I got born again, got in God's word, I found out the devil is a spirit just like God is a spirit. And like I said, I found out I can be influenced by God and I can be influenced by the devil. But through Jesus coming, death, burial, and resurrection, Jesus made it possible that I don't have to be controlled by the devil, that I don't have to allow the devil to dominate my thoughts. Now, I read a book through the late Kenny Hagin. He blessed me. He said, your thoughts, the devil's thoughts, can be like a bird. You can't stop thoughts from coming, but you can stop them from dwelling in your mind, better yet, controlling. And that's why Paul told Timothy, he said, listen, God have not given you the spirit of fear. Spirit, fear is a spirit, and you have to learn how to resist it. But he have given us love, power, and of a sound mind. But there too, again, you have to combat those thoughts. And this is what Paul said. He said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say through the grace given unto me, every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God have dealt to every man the measure of faith. But there too, again, you have to do something with your, are you hearing me? Stop whining and complaining about what you're going through with and do what you're supposed to do. Get that mind renewed. Get in the Word of God. And I'm telling you, even in this hour, the enemy tried to get us so busy and off track, we don't have time. I have had people say, well, Prophet Miller, I just don't have time to read. Well, why you can listen at the word, but you ain't going to get your mind renewed just by listening. But you need to get in the word. Fine. Make some time. See, once you understand the importance of it, I used to say, well, Lord, I just can't pray. I can't fast. But once I learn the importance of it, it's just like, why you think people have jobs? They know the importance of it. They know that I have to work because I need money to finance me and my family. They know that. When they come into that knowledge, well, guess what? You as a born-again believer, you need to get this. It's a must that you get your mind renewed. An unrenewed mind, after you get born again, you're going to continue to be conformed and operate based upon what the world say. And this world is more controlled by the devil, better yet, dominated by the enemy, than it is God. That's why the Bible tells us that we need to pray for those in authority. We need to get people in authority in the government. We need to get people in authority that is saved. Oh, yeah. You mind what you're I'm serious. We need to get people that are saved in politics. Yes, we do. We need people that are saved. That is so important, believe it or not. And some people, they don't realize that. We need people that are saved in politics. Because I'm here to tell you, like I said, our conduct is based upon what we think and what we feel. That's the way I operate. And if you ain't been born again, you do not mind the things of God. You mind the things of Satan. That's what you're going to do. You're going to operate based upon an unsaved mind. If you ain't saved, and the thoughts of God ain't going to be in there. But once you get born again, I keep saying it over and over, it's a must. You get your mind renewed. It's a must that you keep it. Now, in 1 Corinthians, all in 1 Corinthians, we bless you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Let me go. I want to show you this because I'm telling you, this is so important. Because like I said, I've been there. In 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, there too again. And I thank and praise the Lord how much God loves us and how much he give us instructions and tell us what we have to do in order. I'm telling you, when I read the epistles, I love it. But the epistles in the New Testament, it revealed to us and give us instruction how to walk in, how to experience the abundant life that Jesus paid for. Now, I found out in 2 Peter, the first chapter. Now, God done did everything. I thank and praise the Lord for the book. I was trying to think of the man's name, Andrew Womack. Yeah. I thank God for Andrew Womack, Kenny Copeland, a lot of, Claire Fadal. I thank and praise the Lord for the revelation that they have in the body of Christ and other believers, other leaders in the body of Christ, but they had to renew their mind. They had to discipline their mind. They had to live a restrained life. They just couldn't live in the life. They had to take on what Jesus said to those disciples. He said, if you're going to follow after me, you got to deny yourself. Self don't want to be denied. But there too again, in 2 Corinthians, we're going to close with this. In 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, and Paul talking again, and yet Paul giving us some instruction. He said, in the third verse, he said, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh. For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of stronghold, casting down imagination and every high thing that exhorts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing to captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now there, he's letting us know, though we walk in the flesh, our war is not. We're not supposed to live according to our flesh. our flesh, that's how the enemy make it get there. Because flesh have, you know, even though the nature of sin been done away in our life, but we still have our flesh. We're a spirit, we have a soul, and we clothe with this flesh. And flesh still try to want, flesh desire, try to dominate us, try to dominate the spirit. And that's why Paul told us in Galatians what we need to do. He said, if we walk in the spirit, we won't fulfill the lust, the desires of the flesh. And the only way to keep from doing that, and then Paul even said, he said, I keep my body under subjection. The only way to keep our flesh desires under subjection to the spirit, because God means for us to be led by the spirit. God reveals, God speaks to our spirit. And the only way to do that is in the word. I'm telling you, please hear me. Don't take it lightly. Don't take studying God's word and meditating in God's word lightly. Don't take prayer lightly. Because when we do, these are the things that are going to cause us to be victorious. That these are the things that are going to cause us to experience that abundant life. And I'm telling you, a lot of, we got some saints, they just done throwed in the towel because they're ignorant of Satan's device, and they don't realize it's not a reality to them that they have an adversary. And then some maybe they know they have an adversary, but they do not know how to fight against him. And if, and like I said, the battle started in the mind. You know, I thank and praise the Lord for Joyce Meyer, bestseller book on the battle of the mind. And I think every born-again believer might need to read it from time to time. Y'all, I thank and praise the Lord. We approaching 2023. And, you know, regardless of what happened on this earth, we still can be victorious because Jesus made it possible for us to be victorious. I don't care what happened on this earth. We still can be victorious because God said through Apostle Paul, we are more than conquerors, and we still can be victorious. Yes, you can. Somebody is tuning to the broadcast right now. I sense in my spirit, you feeling like you're a failure. You feeling like I can't be victory. I can't be a conquer prophetess, Miller. Yes, you can. You can be everything that God have written in his word, had holy men to write about you and I. God is not a liar. God even told Jeremiah, he said, Jeremiah, I watch over my word to perform it. When God was revealing to Jeremiah, you were going to be a prophet to the nation. God was letting Jeremiah know, I the one put you in your mother's womb. You were called to be a prophet before. Yes, if you read the Old Testament, yes, Jeremiah went through a lot of adversity. But guess what? God never left Jeremiah by himself. Yes, he had to suffer something. Better yet, he had to endure something. But God was always with him. And see, that's the thing I had to learn. I had to learn some things that people told me about being a Christian. It wasn't true. It wasn't true. But when I got in the word, I found out, in spite of all adversity, of what the enemy tried, affliction and persecution, I still could come out on top. I can come out victorious. But I had to do something with the way I was thinking. Because when I got saved, I still had the mindset of a person that wasn't saved. And I had to get my mind renewed. I had to get in the word. When you're enjoying this spirit, time run out. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you again for this day. Thank you for your word. I thank you, God, for your words of encouragement, words of instruction. And I thank you for those that tune into the broadcast. I pray, Father, even after we go off the air, you will continue to bring enlightenment and understanding. And I thank you for strength, encouraging. I thank you for refreshing to those that tune in. I thank you and I praise you for doing it for them right now. Satan, by the authority in Jesus' name, I rebuke you in the lives of those that have tuned in and that person that don't know you, Jesus. I thank you, God, for conviction and letting them know they need a Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, this was Apostolic Prophet Willian Miller. Thank you for tuning in. I pray and trust in Jesus' name you enjoy the rest of your day. And listen, go back and read these scriptures. Meditate on them. And God will give you and bring enlightenment.